With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel's getting a bum rap on the international stage and especially in American media outlets. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson, who says blaming Israel for lack of food in Gaza is a complete distortion of the truth. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says Hamas terrorists are to blame for any starvation.
Israel has done a great benevolent work here. More than 94,000 truckloads full of food they have tried to get into Gaza. It's enough to feed 2 million people for 2 years. The problem is Hamas, the brutal terrorist organization, has been stealing the food and supplies, stealing it. And they profited off that. Hamas made $500,000 just on the resale. It's a terrible tragedy upon tragedy.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be seen on this week on Capitol Hill, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The U.S. unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% last month.
The Labor Department reports an increase of 0.1% from 4.1 to 4.2%, where it's remained for the past 13 months. The department estimates the number of unemployed in the U.S. at some 7.2 million people. Earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell assessed the U.S. job market as stable.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The report says the economy added 73,000 jobs, but also revised downward the previous 2 months of payroll statistics by 258,000, negating those previously reported gains. George Williams, Washington.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced that it will be shutting down operations after its funding was terminated. Rough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 542 points. This is SRN News. Some unexpected findings in a new mayoral poll out of New York City.
Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani continues to lead all comers in the race, and he is the most popular name with the city's large Jewish population, despite his anti-Israel views. According to a poll from Zenith Research, 43% of Jewish voters in the city plan to cast their ballots for Mamdani, versus 26% who favor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat running as an independent. Because there are so few Republicans in New York, whoever wins in November is liable to be a Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court has struck down a colonial-era law in St. Lucia that criminalized homosexuality. In fact, the law hadn't been enforced for decades, but LGBT pressure groups are calling the ruling a victory. Similar statutes have been struck down in Barbados, Antigua, Barbuda, Dominica, St. Kitts, and Nevis. SRN News. Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station.
That's after they were sidelined by Boeing Starliner trouble and other issues. SpaceX launched the U.S., Japanese, Russian crew from Florida on Friday. They'll reach the space station this weekend, replacing colleagues who launched in March as fill-ins for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Leading the taxi flight for NASA is Zena Cardman. She was yanked from a SpaceX flight last year to make room for Starliner's test pilots, whose capsule was judged too dangerous to fly. John Scott reporting.
Former Food Network star Paula Deen has abruptly closed the Savannah, Georgia restaurant she started with her two sons nearly three decades ago. Dean and said she and sons Jamie and Bobby Dean have made a heartfelt decision to close the Lady and Sons. More details at SRNnews.com.